1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The Senate is expected to approve a foreign aid package this week, the one okayed by the House yesterday. It includes more than $60 billion for Ukraine. Fordham University professor Beth Noble says Russia's reaction has been to put on a brave face.
In official comments, the Russians say a new aid package for Ukraine, though predictable, will lead to the deaths of more Ukrainians. But the fact is it will also lead to more losses among Russian troops once American ammunition and military equipment starts flowing to the Ukrainian side again. The last thing Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to see at this point, 2 years into the conflict in Ukraine, is for the U.S. to send a large package of support to his beleaguered enemy.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defends his stance in Gaza again after reports that the U.S. may impose sanctions against a specific Israeli battalion accused of human rights violations there. Netanyahu heard here through an interpreter.
I will fiercely defend the IDF, our army, and our fighters. If anyone thinks they can impose sanctions on a unit of the IDF, I will fight it with all my strength.
Tomorrow is Earth Day, and CBS's David Schechter tells us one scientist is going to great lengths to learn more about the effects of climate change.
Dr. Tana Wood is a research ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service who studies how tropical forests will respond to climate change. Electric heaters running 24/7, warming up this plot of the jungle by 7 degrees Fahrenheit. She says worst case scenario, that's how much warmer it could be on Earth by the end of the century if we keep emitting heat-trapping carbon from our cars, factories, and power plants. This experiment was interrupted by Hurricane Maria in 2017, and ever since, the plants in the heated section have struggled to recover. Dead leaves, stunted growth.
There have been dozens of Japanese baseball players in the majors over the years. The Los Angeles Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani now leads all of them in one big category after a home run swing against the New York Mets.
It lands halfway up the pavilion in right field as Shohei Ohtani hits number 176. It's a two-run home run. And he has more home runs in the major leagues than any Japanese-born player.
Keith Radd on WCBS 880. Ohtani has passed Hideki Matsui, who played his entire big league career with the New York Yankees. Another Los Angeles legend has died. His family says longtime Rams quarterback Roman Gabriel was 83 when he died at his home in South Carolina. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
He can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Maxing Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, M-Shell. I wanted to kick off this awesome show with a double dip from Droids Attack. Those songs you can catch on their Sci-Fi or Die album. Don't those songs just get you going? We've got more hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin ahead from now until midnight. This is Maxing Heavy. And if you haven't heard, I'm your new host, M-Shell. And I've got amazing music ahead, as well as an interview with hard rock band Abaddon's Ent. Plus, you'll get to catch two of their new songs. But first, let's get you back to the music. Up next, Fuzz Dolly with Closing In.
Closing in. talking honestly, that was the best time I ever had. Do you remember feeling like we'd win, like we would never ever feel like a has-been? We'd never take it on the chin, emotional Olympiad. Don't say it's over. Across the way I feel. Sometimes I want this life to be a hit. Sometimes I want this work to be a fast edit, so I can skip the worst of it, get to the part that's really real. Don't say it's all.
Listen up. This is it. Everything is led up to this moment. All the work, all the sacrifice, all the focus. It's about to pay off if you just keep your head in the game. It's like we always said, it's not an if, it's a when. Well, that when is right now. So let's go! Let's do it again!
This is Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That was Sports Montage by Something to Do. Thank you for letting me fill your speakers with wonderful Wisconsin music. Max and Kevy is now on Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight. Listen live on AM or FM, or download the Civic Media app and tune in whenever you need your fix of local music. Check out maxsyncradio.com for the full schedule and all podcasts. And a big shout out to Carbon 4 Brewing Company on Madison's East Side. They are one of our wonderful sponsors with high quality beers, local snacks, and live music. Carbon4.com. That is carbon4.com. Now back to more Max Inc. Heavy with Coming for the Crown from Apex Aura.
Been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. Don't let the devil on my back drag me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My heart is racing, but I've come too far to give up now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time.
wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Virginia ran away, voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and her words turn daylight into dusk, searching for
singing my soul away.
newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's M-Shell. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy, always bringing you the best in Wisconsin punk, hard rock, and metal. I have Bach and Steve with me of Abaddon's End out of Central Wisconsin. Thanks to you both for being here on the show.
Oh, thank you
for having us.
Absolutely. So I am fairly new to your band, admittedly, unfortunately, but I'm really excited to learn more about you guys and really dive in. So tell me a little bit about Abaddon's End.
Steve, why don't you start out with the background and then I can take over where we came in.
Yeah, that sounds good. Abaddon's End was formed probably 6 years ago by me and the co-founder is Kyle Hall, the drummer. And about a year ago, we decided to go a different direction with the style of music, and we brought Tim, the guitar player, in, and Adam as vocalist, and what you hear now is the great thing that we came up with.
Yeah, so Tim and I joined in December 16th of 2022. We started playing, we did our first gig in April of 2023. I think we've done about 35, 40 gigs since then, and we just keep on rolling.
Wow, that's awesome momentum for sure. So where does the name come from exactly?
You want this one, Adam?
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, it comes from the Book of Revelations out of the Bible. The Abaddon was, some people thought he was of the devil, and some consider him an angel of God that enforces God's punishment on us when we pass away.
So what are some of the influences that you guys pull from for your music?
Go for it, Adam.
For me, I grew up in the 90s, got into, you know, music when Slipknot came around, and going so forth with Chevelle and Staind and The Perfect Circle. Maynard James Keenan's a big influence on me. So was Aaron Lewis and Corey Taylor. And then as I grew up, I even went heavier. I'm into heavy stuff like Suicide Silence, even newer stuff like Architects, Bad Omens. I like to stay fluent and keep going. So I try to take some bits and pieces from everybody and throw it into what I got. Steve's got a longer history of his influences, though.
Yeah, I go back to, I was big when I was a kid into Van Halen, Zeppelin. Then through the years, then my biggest influence is Korn, Disturbed. My father was a bass player. He played with Waylon Jennings for a while, and then they were in a rock band back in the early 60s. So my influence came from him. I learned everything I know from him.
It sounds, you know, like a decent amount of, you know, music across decades. It's really cool that you guys can pull from a lot of different, what we would say, genres now. To me, it's all rock and roll. You know, it's all awesome stuff. I've been a fan of a lot of those bands and genres. It's cool to see a band pull from a lot of that.
Yeah, if you see us live, every song is different.
That's what I love about live music. You know, I was listening to a friend talk about how they were upset because there was some drum solo and then a guitar solo that wasn't on the album. I'm like, yeah, that's why you go to a live show, right? Because you want it to sound a little bit different. You want that raw experience. From what I understand, Great. You guys have some Whammy nominations.
Yeah, we were nominated for the Best New Band of 2023. We were also nominated for Best Song with Absent and Adolescent and Best Hard Rock Performance. I was nominated as Best Male Vocalist of 2023 as well. We want to give out a shout out to Kent Ray for being nominated for Fan of the Year as well. He supports us a lot.
Yeah, Kent's a good guy.
Fans are what it's all about, really. They're the ones that keep things going, making the music that we do.
We call our fans family. We don't even use the fan term, so.
I love that. So, but you guys also have some new music coming out soon, too. Can you tell me about that, or is it too early in the stages where it's still under wraps?
We are doing a personal barbecue for our biggest fans and family, and we are going to let them vote on their favorite songs from the set list. We are going to pick the top three, and we are going to pick our favorite songs from that one, and that's going to be our next single that we're going to record.
Ah, that's such a cool idea. You know, crowdsource some of that, you know, but then it also gives...
We're going to cook out a bunch of wieners and some burgers, and then we're going to have a big potluck and play a private show for them and let them know we really appreciate them coming to all these shows for us.
That's awesome. That's heartwarming, too. So tell me about the release party. When are you guys planning this album release?
We don't have an exact date nailed down. We're going to get this next single recorded. I would say sometime by the end of summer, beginning of fall, we will have an EP out.
Are you guys independent or are you on a label?
Oh, we're signed with Curtain Call Records out of Florida, and he's got us so busy right now that we're just trying to squeeze in where we can do different things. So it's kind of tough right now finding time.
Do you have some advice for unsigned or DIY artists looking to get picked up by a label, or, you know, look at the manager side of things? You know, it obviously has some pros and cons. Do you have some advice for those types of artists?
I say play every show you can. It doesn't matter if it's a big show, if you're with a national act, if you're the opener, if you're the headliner, if there's one fan, if there's 1,000 fans. Play every show you can. You never know who's going to be out there in the crowd. Make sure you're out there with the crowd, not sitting in the back in the green room. Make sure you're introducing yourself to people. Being really personable with people, that reflects a lot on you as a person and your music and your connection. And managers and promoters really see that, and they really like that. In the music community, too, it's also really big to support each other. It's not a competition. In our eyes, it's not a competition. When we're on the stage, we're on there to put on the best show we can. But we also want to support all the other bands. We have, like, Would You Kindly, Apex Aura. We do a lot of things with them. They do a lot of things for us, and we appreciate it. And it just, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to support, be out there, be in front of them. You know, other people that are at the show see another artist in front of the stage and them supporting it. It makes them want to be involved.
Absolutely. Great. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Oh, yeah. We have some exciting news. We, in the past, we've been talking back and forth the year we've been together, and it has come to happen that we have put on a new member to our band, which will be starting at the Muskie Fest. He will play part of the show with us that night, and we're pretty happy to have him. We have a keyboardist now that's going to travel with us and do shows. So our music is going to have a little more to it for all the fans out there.
Awesome. Congrats. That's very exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited to have Cole on board. Cole Huffman came. He did an audition with us 2 weeks ago, and we absolutely loved it. You know, we see a lot of bands doing backtracking, and we don't have a problem with backtracking, but we love the live feeling. So we wanted to get that sound and stuff and still be able to have a complete live feeling and not be tied to a track that's playing behind us. So we really wanted to get a keyboard on board, and we are really excited to have one.
Absolutely amazing. Congratulations to you guys. Sounds like it's going to be an awesome year for you. I can't wait to get out and see you guys live at some of these shows. Where can we find your music, and how can we stay in touch with you?
We are on Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming platforms. If you want to see us live and, you know, you haven't seen us live yet and you want to get a little snippet of it, you know, for like if you want to go vote for us on the Whammies and you're wondering how good is their performance, we have a couple live performances on YouTube. We also have a Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. We try to stay up with as much as we can. We also have a website, www.abandonzen.com, where you can get merch and you can see your dates and all that stuff on there as well.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else you guys want to mention or talk about at all?
I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to all the fans that follow us and stream music. I want to thank all the people that come out and support local original music. It means a lot to all of us to have people out supporting original local music.
Absolutely. That's what it's all
and
about.
I know Tim, the guitarist, and Kyle, the drummer, feel the same way. They want to thank you, too, for what you guys do.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, nothing but gratitude all the way around. Thanks for coming out here for the interview, and thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Fading inside the misery, fought so hard for a dream unfailingly, so in time you took off to me, I cried.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings!
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.